I'm gonna go in on the one and the three. That's a throwback reference for the real Touchdowns and Tangents listeners.
Some vintage.
It really is. This is gonna be really great elevator music.
But like, we gotta just start making this a rap show and just have some random rapper come in here and spit for 30 seconds.
Bro, so what I did in college? It can be like, done.
Hey, just spit to this beat.
They might really spit on the mic, though. Yeah. And you gotta, like, fam, don't really. Like, some rappers. Remember that one British dude? He's like, skittily pop, 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 or some shit.
Was it the one at the Glastonbury?
Man's not hot. He goes like, man's not hot.
What's good, everybody?
He would always spit to the mic. It was a lot.
Live from the Good News Sports Station in Hawthorne, California.
Touchdowns and Tangents.
Your favorite place for NFL takes, topical tangents, live for the culture. To my right, it's Kenny. What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. It was hot. It's been hot as hell. Like, it makes no sense why it was so hot today. It's just frustrating.
As always, repping the alma mater, CSUN. Shout out to the Matadors.
Of course.
And then to my left, we have our resident Bears fan, the Chicagoan / New Mexican. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be 3-0.
We don't play next?
I don't know what that's like, man. I was just happy with 2-0.
Indianapolis this weekend.
And who? Whenever you play the Packers, that's when you're going to be like whatever your winning total is in one. So they're undefeated until they play the Packers.
Yeah, I really want to beat the Packers.
Really, you think you can?
I don't even put it in my mind, man. I'm not. That's a rivalry.
After the third eye, yeah. Like, the history's not in my favor.
Not recently. No, but
then Devin Hester came out talking shit about Jay Cutler. I'm just like,
well, who didn't talk shit about Jay Cutler, man?
That is true.
I remember when he got traded or acquired, and my roommate at the time was like, no, no, man, you guys could get him. I'm like, fuck that. And seriously, like, hours later, it broke. He was a Bear.
Ugh. He's the all-time passing leader in your franchise.
Yeah, no, it sucks. History. But that's not much, though.
And to the far left, of course, we have our favorite. What are they called now? What's the beach mascot now?
Dude, it's quite the dolphin? Not my favorite. It's the Sharks. I don't want to hate on my city.
What was it before? Wasn't it like
the 49ers?
It was the 49ers, yeah. And then for a while, it was just like the beach. And yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the vibe of that. But then they're like, there's a vote online.
Our future marketing guru, Izzy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain. How are you?
Good.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so this was supposed to be our 200th episode, I think. Yeah. For like 8 episodes.
Izzy's,
I think
we totally kept pushing it back. Off a card, by the way. They really mean they're happy to be here.
But yeah, no, yeah, I'm just saying that just in general, just to open it back up, because we have to talk about that, bro. We've been hyping up the 200th episode for how many weeks?
And so, we don't even know the count anymore, because there's like 4 episodes that don't count as
we're like
episodes.
Tupac. Post mortem albums, we just keep coming. Like, doesn't matter what number it is.
No, it's really like, yeah, because the opposite of that would be Justin Timberlake constantly putting out music that he wants to hear.
I guess.
Like, the only thing worse than that is that Kanye.
I disagree,
Man in the Woods?
No. Yeah, you're right.
Because I'm about to say, if you like Man in the Woods, you can get the fuck out right now. We're not friends anymore.
He had like 1.5 good albums.
Wow.
That's true.
See, where were you on the music podcast? Because now, like, I'm feeling a lot of Justin Timberlake. Hey, you said 1.5 albums in his whole career?
Like, if you took all the songs you listened to, yeah, not including NSYNC. Not features,
so nothing with Pharrell or Pusha T.
Like, just stuff you could listen to. Like,
that's
his
a
album.
Lot of Timberlake. So, really.
Anyways, we're on a tangent, man. I think we're deflecting from the fact that you messed up the episode count. But
don't say me.
It's all right, man. It just gives us that much more room to, like,
to be honest,
celebrate the 200th episode.
Spreaker says 199. And it's like really pissing me off. Like, I don't know if they're fucking with us on purpose, because I know I've counted.
Because there's like some other bonus stuff we've uploaded on there that's hidden, like in a separate season or whatever. It's like
I have to keep counting. Draft. Yeah,
That could be it.
And I keep going
when
back
you look at the full thing of what we've uploaded. It's probably $1.99.
I go on iTunes and I went on iTunes and counted it, and there's a couple bonus episodes that we did.
Yeah.
Does it count barely?
But you can't use iTunes. You got to count on speaker.
Oh, okay.
Speaker's the official.
Okay. No, we don't.
Outside of the good news.
We don't count barely a tangent.
You can hear us live every Thursday.
Indeed. Shout out to our affiliates, X-Wad affiliates, and FPS.
FPC radio.
I said FPS.
Shaking my head.
I don't know what the FPS is.
Fucking up the money. Fucking up the squad.
Nah, there might be, like, I'm just going to manifest. There's going to be some company called FPS, like their tech company, and they want to invest in us. I'm just going to manifest that now.
But yeah, besides the 200th episode, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get topical takes and tangents.
And can I say this? Like, I really have thought about it. Like, I think our last 100, I think everything after 100th was better than the first 100.
Yeah, definitely.
But like,
we've definitely come a long
way. In maturity and tone. Because when I look at Cut Sounds and Tangents over time, that's like 59 episodes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of anchors and stuff that we uploaded. And I'm just like, so we have about like 300 episodes if we really count it. Plus the stuff we did before Cut Sounds and Tangents was actually its namesake.
Damn. We're just that underground podcast.
Nah, like we're doper than all the other podcasts that are more popular, but I don't know. It's weird. Like I go back and look at our stuff. I'm like, we're more accurate than a lot of people. We have personality. We just don't have like a big money person backing us, and other things. But like, I feel like our whole catalog is really fucking fire. That's what I'm really just trying to say.
Yeah, and with that, we're in what, week four? Week four of the NFL.
Indeed.
We just had a Thursday night game that none of us watched.
I turned it off. Oh, shit. Pierre Desir is having the game of his life. He had like a Madden, I called it a Madden glitch rage quit.
Shout out to him. Wasn't he like a...
He was homeless.
Homeless.
Division three, then got a fat contract with Indy, and... Yeah.
He was with the Browns at one point, right? Wasn't he with Seattle, too?
I think so, yeah. He floated around. So, with him, he had a pick earlier on the sideline, which is, like, if you're playing Madden, like, he literally toe-dragged it for, like, 3 yards, caught it in his hands. It was, like, a perfect interception.
That's dope, man.
Because Brett Rippon out of Boise State was trying to throw it away, and he intercepted it, but he was getting beat by Jerry Jeudy. Like, he got mossed. Embarrassingly. Yeah. That's, like, the highlight of the game. And then he just had a pick six. So, two trash-ass teams. They're probably going to play really dope music in the locker room. But they both suck.
And the Monday night game wasn't much better, which was kind of disappointing considering those are the last two MVPs facing off on Monday night.
And they're under 25.
And they're both supposed to be Super Bowl contenders, like...
Yeah, it just looked like Patrick Mahomes is unstoppable.
And I think Baltimore...
He's a year smarter.
I know his leadership was in question, but without Earl Thomas, the Ravens just aren't the same at this moment.
They re-signed Chuck Clark.
You know?
Got rid of Earl Thomas.
They got to figure it out. But yeah, at this point, week three, what about you guys? What any... Touchdowns, turnovers, takes, or tangents from the weekend you guys want to go on?
I mean, I agree with you with the defense with Baltimore. I mean, that defense, I mean, you were thinking people were edging out that they can be better than the Chiefs because their defense is so much better.
Yeah.
But they just fell apart, or either that Patrick Mahomes is literally that out of this world. And he put on a show. He had five touchdowns himself, and... He's worth every bit of that contract that was insane, and you could only, when you hear that kind of money, especially in the NFL where nothing is actually guaranteed, that he's worth every penny that they're signing him for. So, I mean...
It's also Mark Ingram. I think he's taking a step back. He's only has like 100 yards.
Yeah, sure. Gus Edwards is still good in his battering ram type role. J.K. Dobbins is kind of coming along, but mostly those receivers have regressed as a group.
Yes.
And Mark Andrews dropped like seven passes. It felt like seven passes, but he dropped three gimmies. He dropped passes early and often, and if he's not, you know, getting going in the passing game and those receivers aren't getting run, and if you're using Hollywood Brown like a slot receiver, it's just not the same. And, I mean, the one good thing was Devin Duvernay, their rookie, had like a 91-yard kick return for a touchdown. The first one of the year. But other than that, if they're depending too much on Lamar.
I agree.
Like, they literally should this offseason should have said, wide receivers, running backs, we're literally just going to run routes. And, like, I feel like Greg Roman, this is the part where you have Greg Roman as your offensive coordinator, that your offense progresses. Like it did with Kaepernick and, you know, San Francisco. Eventually, they couldn't keep doing the same stuff over and over again because it wasn't working. The passing concepts were very simple and vanilla. And I think you need a better, like a quarterback coach at this point to push Lamar and, like, make him demand more of that offense passing-wise. Because running, they're gonna break them down. Their whole offense is gonna cease to work because they're depending too much on him. Whereas Mahomes, he chucked it up off his back foot to Mecole Hardman like 60 yards downfield. Like he made like a corner fade route to Tyreek Hill look like the most accurate thing I've ever seen in my life. So their offense is clicking. You got Edwards-Helaire. The Chiefs, honestly, I don't see anyone really beating them.
No.
Unless a major injury happens or COVID happens or they sit their starters. But that offense just has a solution for every defense it plays. And other teams' defenses are going to crumble. Like the way we saw the Ravens.
Do you think that if Mahomes wasn't hurt last year, that Lamar would have been the MVP last year?
I still say Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
You can't do what Lamar did, like, and not win the MVP. He's like, I think, fifth or between fifth and seventh in the league in rushing overall. Led the league in touchdown passes, had a really high completion percentage. And he didn't. That was like his first full season as a starter. He didn't even play a lot his rookie year. And again, in Greg Roman's offense, because it's geared towards QBs who are mobile and trying to learn and expound on their ability from the pocket. But I feel like he has to take that next step and maybe get, I don't know, somebody from that Andy Reid tree, maybe someone like, I don't know, whoever's on Peterson staff in Philadelphia. Like, they got to get a QB coach in there. Like, they gotta get that offense moving. That passing offense moving, because it's literally killing them. And it's only going to get worse. I'm like, honestly, I just think Roman's days might be numbered in Baltimore. But he'll still have a job somewhere.
Is he? Anything from the weekend? Football?
The Rams made me so sad. At first I was like, oh, they're just gonna get their ass handed to them. And then I was like, oh, snap.
They came back.
Yeah, they're kinda coming back. And then I was like, oh, they have this.
And they were like, psych, let's break your heart real quick.
Shout out to my fantasy team, but that was some bullshit.
Oh my god, nobody cares about your fantasy.
3-0, bro. Mostly with Rams players on it.
But watching the Chiefs play from somebody who doesn't know football, it's just, like, pretty. It just looks like...
Yeah, no, that's nice true. I think even if you know football, it's pretty.
Well, that's like, the thing. Yeah. It's high-powered. There's a lot of scoring.
So many formations.
There's so much going on, and they're...
It's like 7-on-7, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we could run their playbook like, with anybody on the street. We just run whatever we
want. Yeah.
And we'll put up 60.
This is like Madden in real life.
Yeah.
You know? It's like NCAA football on pro freshman mode.
Yeah. Are they just impossible to read? Or...
It's A lot. I mean, they have players that can do things that you can't teach, but they also have, like, coaching that puts them in the best position to win. They play aggressive.
They're all track stars.
Yeah, they're fast.
Eric Bieniemy is, I don't, if I had to guess who he's going to be coaching next year.
Detroit?
Nah, it'll be some team with, like, a really athletic quarterback. Like, honestly, if I were the Houston Texans, I would fire Bill O'Brien and hire Bieniemy and let Deshaun Watson go to work. Like, he's going to be
A good one.
Like, he's going to be under a young quarterback like that who's athletic. Like, won't necessarily be a Trevor Lawrence, but wherever Justin Fields goes, or the North Dakota State QB, Trey Lance.
You got to send me highlights.
He's only playing one game.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Central Arkansas, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They canceled this whole season, and then they're going to do this one show-off game. That's a lot of pressure.
How much do, like, NFL coaches get paid?
Ooh.
Tens of millions.
Really?
Well, head coaches.
Yeah, head coaches.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Assistants might get a couple mil.
Nah, they probably get it 100,000.
Like, the high end.
Yeah, like, probably, like, half a mil or something a year. Like, on the top end.
Two mil if you're, like, one of the best assistant coaches.
Nah, but you probably would be a coordinator. Like, maybe, like, a special assistant. But you'd be on, like, the mass head.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed if I was a vice president making 20% of what the president was making, I feel like.
It'd be like that.
That's crazy.
Interesting dynamic.
But, yeah, despite the exciting Monday night game, Marlon Humphreys got paid.
Yeah.
5 years, $98.75 million contract extension. He's now the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL behind, you guessed it, L.A. Ram, Jalen Ramsey. He's second behind him at $19.75 million. Despite the fact that they had a bad game, he's been one of the best corners in the league since he came into the league. And I shared a meme, I think it was this week, it might have been last week, of like Alabama's roster from like 2016 or 7, I think it's 2018 maybe. But like they had sophomores and freshmen on that starting defense, and then all the seniors and juniors, and all of them are in the NFL. They're all like on the NFL team and have been Pro Bowlers at one point. Like, the entire defense that lost to Deshaun Watson in the national title game. So, I think it was 2016, maybe?
So, this is a tangent, but what is the draft pool going to look like now without with a totally changed college football schedule? Like, you know, like,
the draft will still be the same. And they're probably still going to do the combine. It's probably going to be even harder for media access, especially if you're like.
But is it going to be better for players because they're going to have less tread, or is it going to be worse because they're getting less practice, and they're going to be more raw or out of shape or whatever?
Yeah,
whatever their thing might be.
Not the top end guys, because the top end guys you already know who they are, and a couple more opted in and a lot more.
But I just wonder if there's going to be more or. About the same amount of bus.
I think people are going to be doing their more individual more homework. Combines. Like people were workouts, sending in, yeah, they were sending groups. In pro days.
Mm.
So I think you'll see that set up, and people are preparing for that now. So I think the first round picks and other guys would be like, oh, I had a whole pro day plan, training thing planned. I'm going to send the NFL teams. So I'm going to plan that now. Like Northwestern's tackles, I think, I forget his first name, but his last name, Slater. And he was like, me playing a season this late into the fall or into the spring makes no sense. I'd rather prepare for my rookie year than ball all out for this year and try to prepare for my rookie year. Like, the timetable's just, it's too much of a crunch. So a lot of guys are just sacrificing their last year of college. Like, all right, I'm going to just go straight to the league and prep for that. So I think, yeah, more people will be prepared. But we'll have way less information as far as, like, people from the outside. And then, again, like, media coverage. Because you know those – I'm looking for the Senior Bowl to see if they're going to restrict everybody's access. Because I know it's in Alabama, and it's also like South Alabama Stadium, and their indoor facility is much nicer. But if they do what they did, this year, where like they canceled a practice and then texted a bunch of people, or they didn't text anybody. They put up like on their IG or Twitter or whatever that, oh, we're gonna have a practice here, and then all the media can come, and then when you get there. Like, they're already turning people away, and people on Twitter are yelling, like, I can't get in, and you just told me I could get in. So, I don't know. It's twofold.
Anyways, back to a story that we haven't heard 1,000 times.
That was a tangent, but...
Yeah. the Titans-Steelers game postponed due to COVID reasons. Shout out to the Titans.
So you said the two most boring teams in the league, but they're undefeated.
For real. They play a lot of like, honestly.
Allegedly, they have like 9 players who caught COVID, the Titans. Allegedly. Some like reports.
Where are they from?
Tennessee Titans.
Nashville.
But yeah, it was mostly when the Vikings played them, the Vikings didn't have any positive tests. But the Titans did, and yeah, now they're pretty much sitting. So this is going to be a bye week. At first, they were like, no, we can move the game to Monday or Tuesday. Now they're like, nah, we'll just reschedule. It's like week 7 or something. So this is going to be their bye.
That's a lot, man. To go to thinking you're playing one of the best matchups of the week, only because this week has some sorry-ass matchups, like some games nobody really cares about.
Probably the most boring week of the NFL in a long time. College football.
Best games
drama.
Probably... Kansas City and New England, and that's going to be a blowout.
Realistically.
Honestly, it's more fun watching who's going to get fined for not wearing a mask, yeah, honestly, at this point.
That's pretty fantastic.
Like, they're giving out $100,000 fines. People are talking about draft picks now. And also, what else did they say? Draft picks, suspensions. That's what it was.
So that is going to be interesting. Because Gruden's like really testing it. Like Gruden's one of the coaches really testing that line.
There's about 4 of them that are, I feel like.
But Gruden definitely is. Somebody said he had a G-string on his face. I was like, oh man.
Oh man.
Some Buffalo Bill type. She took the picture. You Googled the picture, didn't you?
You're in Vegas. Damn, that's crazy. I wonder if his wife was okay with that. They probably hit the strip club on the way to practice in the limo. They probably had a private strip facility in that.
You thought my senior bowl thing was dicey.
That new practice facility. Here I go, fucking up credentials before I even get a chance. Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's next. Should we do college football?
Indeed.
How many teams are playing in college football right now?
Well, funny you ask. The Mountain West and Pac-12 are officially back. Kenny.
Yep. The Big Ten pretty much sparked all this. The MAC is coming back November 4th. The Pac-12 is going to have a 7-game season. The Mountain West is going to have an 8-game season. Literally, when we left here, like 30 minutes after that, that's when like the Mountain West dropped it. Like, we're back.
Yeah.
I was like, you cheeky bastards. But, I mean, it's kind of like Thursday night trying to get bad football out of your mouth, out of, you know, what you just saw. Oh, all the Power 5 schools are back now. So, that's good to know. They all pretty much have their testing situation, I guess, settled. It's all pretty uniform. But... week after week, more and more people are getting COVID in college football. It's getting really out of hand.
Yeah.
Like, it started off for some people, we're down like 30 guys. Now, like, every week somebody's going down, and like 5 games got canceled this week.
What happens, like, what's the process of that?
They're like, there's too many COVID people. We can't risk it because there's, like, a isolation period and everything, and they just can't afford to, like, have a game. Like, a couple teams had to pull out. Like, Virginia pulled out. Virginia Tech was playing North Carolina State. Virginia Tech got 26 people out, One of them is their defensive coordinator.
Good Lord.
And their starting quarterback. And they still
blew. We're not playing.
So they blew them out. It was like 52-20. They blew out North Carolina State.
Because they didn't have starters playing?
No, they
They're
won.
Just better. So. They're just better than North Carolina State. But Virginia Tech had 26 people out. Their defensive coordinator was out. Mike Norvell out of Florida State, he's coming back to coach. Like Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma already said that he wasn't going to say who was missing from COVID a couple weeks ago because of competitive advantages. That's what he used as an excuse, but more every week, more and more people are getting it. And with Oklahoma, I guess he can do it now because they lost to Kansas State for the second year in a row. They lost 38-35 to Kansas State. Their new head coach just has Lincoln Riley's number, and if they're seventh in the country and they already have one loss, pretty much done for a playoff. It's kind of over for Oklahoma. It's going to probably be all SEC schools.
Yeah, it looks like the top 25 was a little more normal than it did last week.
I think Tulane was almost ranked at one point. Yeah. Army was ranked.
North Carolina still
Tulane was probably wild. Are they shut down? Louisiana?
Tulane had a bunch of people out with COVID, too. But yeah, Louisiana, formerly known as Louisiana Lafayette, but now they just go by Louisiana. They're like 19th in the country, I think. They're still ranked.
Why'd they drop the Lafayette?
Branding. We're Louisiana.
There's a disconnect there.
I guess.
I mean, it makes sense.
If you can do it, and why
probably,
not?
They'll probably get clobbered by LSU. But they had guys drafted last year, so they want to, you know, they want to separate. They want to be their thing, and now they're nationally ranked. What did they move up from 19? They better not be like 15.
I don't even see them on the 25.
UCF had like 20 guys out, but they had 10 guys who opted out for the season. They blew out whoever the hell they played.
Yeah, they're ranked 11.
Yeah.
That's
UCF's ranked 11th again.
I mean, Texas is 9. That's
Texas beat Texas Tech like 56 to like 52 or some shit after being down by like 40 points.
I saw that. That was
Lord.
It was ridiculous.
Our top 25 tracker.
Shout out to Matthew McConaughey.
All right,
I'm so tired of
what's
Texas.
The most random team on here this week?
Go ahead and tell me. It's probably Baylor or some shit because Baylor beat Kansas.
Memphis?
How is Memphis still ranked?
They're 1-0 and dropped 8 spots.
Well, LSU is 20th and they don't have a win.
But they lost.
That's because, yes, that was my next point. By the way, Michigan left tackle Jalen Mayfield. I guess all these guys from the Big Ten are getting their waivers so they can now play. Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State, Sean Wade.
The opt-out tracker.
Yeah, two of those guys had already signed with agents, apparently, but they all got their waivers. And Mike Leach upset LSU in his first debut as an SEC coach and at Mississippi State. And Stanford quarterback KJ Costello, he's a grad transfer, set a record with 632 pass yards, the most in SEC history.
Good Lord.
Yep, and 5 touchdowns against LSU.
Damn.
In their home opener, and it was 44-34. LSU's ranked 6th in the country. I don't think Mississippi State's ever won their opener like that, against that highly ranked of a team. LSU got embarrassed. Like they were just in man the whole time. Like they just didn't respect the offense or the players. But they got smoked badly.
I have a buddy at work that took advice from another friend that's like an LSU alum, and he's like, that game's a lock, and he put some money down on it. And he lost that money. Ooh. And I just hear him all day. He's like, oh, yeah, LSU's a fucking lock. But
all those 5-star corners.
Yeah, man.
Got ate up.
I should hit up my coworker who's a LSU alumni. She's probably hurt.
Leave her alone right now.
let the wound heal.
She's like, we did win a national title. Who's your team? Yeah, you're going to say UCLA? Yeah, don't do that.
Hashtag Lobos.
Y'all can't beat Fresno State.
But, yeah, man, Mike Leach put down for the West Coast, showing the SEC what's up.
I mean, and people, like, Cal and other West Coast teams, Pac-12 teams, are like, there's a way to stop his offense, but y'all don't respect that kind of offense in the SEC.
You're just like, oh, let me pack with seven.
No, we got our five-star corners who we're going to put out there when those freshmen and sophomores getting eight on a double move. Yes.
Damn.
One receiver, he's like 6'6" from Mississippi State. He didn't even hit him with a double move. He just hit him with a simple straight-up release and ate the corner down the sideline for like a 40-yard touchdown. So that was a bunch of high-scoring games this whole week. Florida is actually looking like a national title contender with Kyle Trask. I can't believe the son of a broadcaster is like out balling. I forget his dad's first name. I think it's Steve Trask or some shit. But yeah, his son.
What's the last decent quarterback at Florida?
Can't say Driscoll. Felipe Franks is at Arkansas now, and Arkansas's god awful. Oh, Arkansas got beat so bad by Georgia. Damn.
I mean, that's not new.
That's a long. Like that's a long. Out of them a lot. That is true. That is a long Florida list. Because some guys were, like, they're pretty decent, but you can't.
Arkansas
really
is like that respectable blowout though. Like,
nah,
you feel good if you blow them out though. Nah, like they have a little bit of respectability that you're like.
No, they're terrible. Like they're really terrible.
But I mean, just historically.
Not anymore.
They're that bad.
It's like
they always have they always have like a DN, a tackle, and like a tight end.
I don't want to
say drafted or in the mid rounds.
I'm making a porn reference, but it was just like it's like.
Wow. Think misogyny Ron alert. Misogyny alert.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just they got Ron Jeremy fucked. That's all I can say.
Ouch.
They are bad. They've been bad for about like bad for like 5 years.
Yeah.
They have sucked been. For like four after Ryan Mallett. But they're like, this is awful. I wanna stop this. Like children shouldn't be forced to watch this. We need therapy at how bad you are at playing football. Arkansas's like 0-12 SEC bad.
But yeah, Mike Leach shaking up the SEC.
Yep, and then they dropped a video the next day. He's like, who wants to get on the bandwagon? I was like, that was corny, but it was fun. Like, I would have did that too if I beat the sixth team in the country, finished the national champs. Everybody's probably sending Miles Brennan death threats right now. Poor kid.
Speaking of which, getting to your favorite story of the week, the one you're probably waiting for all week.
Speaking of puke. And football, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
How'd I know you were waiting for this all week? You didn't say shit in no group chats, nothing. Just waiting for this moment.
I teased it last week. Yeah. I didn't mention Notre Dame, but I mentioned Notre Dame. Like when I said about that UCF story, they beat them 50 USF. They got beat by Notre Dame last week 52-0. But before the game, there was a pregame meal. It was grab and go, and that's how they got a COVID outbreak.
Somebody in the food services?
They didn't really have things separated, and it was all grab and go. So it was from one of the players. A player threw up on the sideline. And then they're like, is it COVID, or are you just like out of shape, bro? Because there's always that one dude who throws up, right, in the first game. That, whether you're male or female, there's always that one person on the team who throws up. And you're like, what the fuck? Okay. And that either changes the game for you greatly or you guys get blown out. But I've seen it my whole life. That one person who gets nauseous or gets cramps like 5 minutes into the game. I'm like, what? How? Like, were you at a strip club before you came here? Like, what are you doing?
Get some chicken wings.
are they going to be able to continue the season? Or
they had to cancel a couple games. But, yeah, they're pretty much almost out of protocol.
What are the odds this season is going to be real, like, all the way through?
That they'll finish it?
Yeah.
It's getting worse. Well,
no, look it up.
It's not good.
See if you can find it.
I mean, I'd say 38%. Between 38 and 72%.
It's pretty accurate.
More teams, more games getting canceled. It's just crazy.
And, like, they're trying to push everything back. That's why, like, the pack, like, all these seasons are starting in November. Like either the end of October or November going.
I mean, that's when teams start playing good anyways. It's like,
Yeah, but that's because they're already in full stride of a
they
season.
They play five games.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start a game in the dead of winter in some of these some of these schools. And
that's true. I guess they think, that's true. Well, this is the best way to cut off that sick period is like November, because if we can get them through October healthy, they figure, okay, well, November, December, you're going to be rocking.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
And it's only seven games.
But you also have the argument with these guys are opting out and then even opting back in. It's like they don't want to play then either, because that's even more of that reason, so they can't get ready for their rookie year.
And then, yeah, like cornerback out of Stanford, Paulson Adebo, he got traumatized by Gabe Davis, former University of Central Florida receiver. He ate him up for like 200 yards damn near in like three tubs. It was bad. Like, Paulson got burnt a lot last year. And then came back to school because he wanted to be like get a higher rating, because he was at one point they had him at like the sixth overall player in this upcoming draft as a corner, and I was like, "Did you watch Stanford play? It's not just because they lost all that talent; they're just not that good anymore."
Yeah, some of them playing isn't necessarily good for their stock option either, you know.
And he went back to school, and then opts out because it's the pandemic and the Pac-12's going back. He's like, "Bro, yeah, you don't want to put like." Five games of rust and two great games on tape. You might as well just be like, well, it's been a long time since you last saw me.
Yeah.
So don't worry about last season. And this season you can't count it because COVID.
And so, Izzy, did you find anything on the odds the season ends?
No, not really.
So in July, I guess they said there's a 5% chance that it finishes the season.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
I don't know. Was too high. I was like 23 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the percentage is like right now if you got action. But that's what I saw for the last five.
Like, there's one school, Mike Minter. He's a former Carolina Panther great, Nebraska safety. He was like a first-round pick. Played on a Super Bowl team for Carolina. He's the head coach at Campbell University. And, like, when I went home, it was Campbell and then, like, Coastal Carolina. I know y'all have no idea who the hell those teams are. Just know that Coastal Carolina is where Josh Norman played, the once one time All Pro corner, and then Campbell University is like one of those D2s. By the way, shout out to Houston Baptist giving everybody in the Big 12 fits and shit. Like, these private little colleges, they're not that bad in football. Like, when they get a team, they can beat a D1 team, and they almost beat a Texas team. A couple times, but yeah, shout out to Houston Baptist. But anyway, Campbell, they only played four games this year. They were going to try to split up part of the season between, you know, now and the spring, but he's like, no, that's dumb, and it's also like, that's too much of a layoff. You can't play four games and then take 3 months off and then come back to finish your season. Like, that's wild. So, a lot of people, he's just like, no. And he's only playing four games. Think about that. Four games. Pac-12's having a seven-game season with a potential eighth with the Pac-12 title game. The Mountain West is playing eight games at least. The Mountain West is playing more games than the Pac-12.
It's a lot.
That's crazy.
Again, I'm just saying, Larry Scott, whenever he gets fired or whatever, like, my name should be in the running, and I already have a blueprint. Like, we can just bring the whole team over.
Just call us my roommate right now.
All right, Kenny. So, take your tangent. First up, I don't know why the fuck you buried this so far on rundown.
Because I wanted it to simmer. You can't let it simmer?
Nah, man. We got to talk about this. Okay. We didn't even talk about it in the opening segment.
I should be the one to ask you then.
I was just going to fucking rage on whatever you say anyways.
Nah, I'm going to just let you have the floor on this one. Take a tangent. Alden Smith, Cowboys defensive end, which I think Pete might be a secret Cowboys fan, he leads the league in sacks with four.
Bro, what?
As honestly, not even a full-time starter.
Why are, like, four of my favorite players on the Cowboys? Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, Alden Smith.
Cause you like
and like Tyrone Smith.
You forgot the other Boise State D tackle.
Maybe you're,
you don't count him.
Are you a closet cowboy?
I don't count.
You don't count
the linebacker either, Van Der Esch.
Wow, you don't count Van Der Esch?
He's
almost a rookie of the year last year.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, he's pretty good.
One great season.
I'm not saying he's sorry, but.
Wow, you do not like Landon Vaitnish. Randerish.
I'm not saying anything negative about him. I'm just.
Not saying anything positive.
One of my favorite players yet.
Fam, you love Boise State, but I'm really shocked that you're not high on more Boise State players.
I love DeMarcus Lawrence.
Who do you think came after DeMarcus Lawrence?
Vanderesque, yeah.
But like.
Correa?
He's actually balling for the Titans.
Yeah, he is playing a lot better. He finally got somewhere that.
They won't make him drop in the coverage.
Yeah, wouldn't try to make him do too much.
Because he can do a lot, and he's super athletic.
Like Baltimore just had him doing way too much. But yeah, outside of that, man, Aldis Smith, obviously, I'm fucking happy. Those three sacks he got against Russell Wilson were all pretty legit. I mean, they were kind of Russell Wilson holding the ball too damn long. But that's what you're supposed to do, man. So shout out to him. Four sacks, half sack over like 13 other people. So he can still lose it. But honestly, I'm rooting for him. He should be comeback player of the year. I was one of the first and only people chanting free Alden for a cool ass minute.
That is true.
4-year drought comes out. Leads the league in sacks for the first tiny leg of the season. But you know what? Fuck it. It's good to just see somebody beat alcoholism. And it's good to see him do it at a high fucking level.
Yeah. And I think going up against like an all-world Hall of Fame left tackle, that'll do something for you. Like, he's in a positive environment, kind of, because it's Jerry Jones and it is racist, and it's kind of plantation-y, like very plantation-y. Shout out to Don Tari Poe. He said that him and Jerry Jones had a positive conversation about kneeling. I'm just like, was there food in the room when y'all were talking? I have questions. Like, he's not stupid enough to, like, talk shit to Don Tari Poe. He is like a 340-pound man who ran a 4.8 40. That's freakishly fucking fast, by the way. Like, you're not supposed to be almost 400 pounds running faster than almost all average human beings. He damn near almost ran a 4.7 at 350 pounds.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. He does some things you can't teach.
My fat boy hero.
But yeah, man, the Raiders this past week, Darren Waller hosted a fundraiser and a bunch of Raiders showed up. Waller was wearing the mask, but his teammates like Derek Carr, others, were not wearing face masks. Sparked a controversy. The NFL's investigating it, given everything that's going on with COVID in Tennessee and just overall, obviously, in our personal lives in the nation. So, Kenny, do you got to take or a tangent on the Raiders showing up to a good cause? But not
no mask,
social distancing, or wearing masks.
I'm going to say it's kind of the same way when I go to work and I see people come in the store and they don't have a mask on because the person at the door didn't catch them. I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't have to deal with this right now. This is stupid. Like, could you just follow? I understand not wearing a mask, not wanting to wear a mask, because when I'm at work, I'm like, I can't fucking breathe. This thing is annoying. And if I gotta wash my mask, I wait for the shit to dry. And sometimes it's just too big for my fat face. So, pause. So it's just like, okay, this shit is really bothersome. So I get it. I get the annoyance with what's going on. But goddamn, like, the Raiders are just like that. The Raiders are that cousin you can't fucking take nowhere, bro. They're that friend you can't take nowhere.
Bro, like, that's the brand, though. But, so I mean, I feel
like. But
you.
Now it's for the wrong reason. Yeah. Like, it used to be like,
we don't have to
funny
die.
Shit.
We don't have to die on this hill. We don't have to be the team that doesn't wear masks.
Like, now you're just like, fam, don't lean, like, alt-right-ish. Because the Raiders feel like they're leaning kind of All Lives Matter-ish, and I don't like that shit. It bothers me.
I don't know. I think it feels like it
when you hear.
I think there's definitely Gruden a talk. Sanction of it, and I think the sanction is definitely brewing. But I feel like
there's a huge pocket of
there,
them.
There's
the
always
Hells
been.
Angels were started.
There's always
in
been a pocket. Yeah, there's always been a pocket. There's a pocket of people. Of there's a lot of white people from Oakland too. Like there's white people from there.
Ironically enough, Hells Angels saved my life one time when I was a baby and my mom.
Bro, even at the Raiders games, like, you go there and you just see, like, hell white people.
And but like, there's some of those, like, hick towns that...
But L.A. Raider fans are totally different.
Yeah. L.A. Raiders fans are the true L.A. fans, if we're being honest. But y'all not ready for that conversation.
Oh, my God. Two championships. Only team to win the championship in the city.
And claimed you.
And like, they won one.
Side bitch.
And they won one here as the Oakland Raiders.
Like
in the Rose Bowl.
LA is the side piece to the Raiders franchise. If we're thinking about it, because they're the Oakland Raiders of Las Vegas. I go, fuck, I'll fight you for that. Like, they are the Oakland Raiders, like, of for the football team formerly known as the Oakland Raiders. That's what I'm going to call them. But
the West Coast Raiders.
Just retired and moved out of Oklahoma and got cheaper property in Las Vegas, you know?
Pretty much.
But, you know, roll some backwards over here, you know, make some hooch over
you
there.
You gotta be excited for that stadium, though, no matter where.
No, I'm excited for
just imagine the first day you go there, you're gonna be like,
fuck yeah,
like,
man. They were gonna get that in Oakland built for them with $500 million in tax money.
I mean, that was not gonna happen. Significant upgrade from the Coliseum.
I can't believe that's where our tax money goes.
They voted for that.
They voted for it. That's
what they want.
Well, they are
Vegas voted to
boosters,
pay for the
though.
Whole yeah. shit.
St. Louis offered the Rams $400 million.
They offered a first
to stay.
So think about that and stadium. That stadium, though, it will drive some revenues for as far as Super Bowl, for any kind of timing event, for a World Cup.
If we have events like that again.
First off, we're never going to have a World Cup in fucking Missouri. That's not happening. The Rams old stadium, that's just not. I'm sorry, St. Louis.
Cup? Isn't that baseball?
Nah, it's like it's soccer.
Soccer.
And then there's like the World Series. What is it? The World Series of, I forget what that shit's called, but they have like a World Baseball, the World Baseball Classic.
Oh yeah, it's the cup. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird cuz like all the like the Asian teams have like titles for their stuff that sounds like it should be like an American title. But it works.
All right, Kenny, so Aaron Rodgers is on pace for 48 touchdown passes and almost 5,000 passing yards. He has no interceptions this year. You got to take your attention on that?
It's scary, and he's looking like the best version of himself. He's looking like what LeBron is looking like right now. Like, he's
just
changing the way you age in the position. Shout out to Frank Gore.
Damn.
Like, Aaron Rodgers, he only really played... What? He's 2005 to 2020. 15 years. He's only really played like 11.
Yeah.
Like, and he came from a JUCO and went to Cal, so he doesn't have a lot of tread on his tires. And it's just like, with backup tight ends, Mercedes Lewis is in his like 11th or 12th year in the league, and he had a hell of a catch against the Saints. Other than the Packers defense not tackling worth shit, that Kamara run was... Other than that Darren Sproles screen from years ago, that was one of the greatest like screens I've ever seen in my life for a touchdown. And
Mercedes Lewis, the best wide receiver from UCLA?
He really is. He's the only one. He's an All-American, too. That one year where UCLA won like 11 games but still got smacked by USC by like 50 in the Collie. They beat Oklahoma, though. That was the Boise State Oklahoma year. Except, yeah, I don't forget who UCLA played in their bowl game, but they got fucking wrecked. They wrecked Oklahoma, then got wrecked by USC. But UCLA's used to getting beat up, so. Anyway, but, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, it's scary because he could probably do this for another 5-6 years.
Yeah.
He's, like, playing better than Brady ever played at his age. Because he still has physical ability. And like,
he's been on that pace.
Bro, he actually has a running back. Who is an all-pro.
Yes.
And even though the receivers are a revolving door, you never know who you're going to take. And even with Davante Adams hurt, that offensive line is, like, finally put together and solid enough to where, like, all you got to do is hand the ball off, and I'm going to call great plays at the right time and make good decisions for the offense to protect you. Because Mike McCarthy works for a young QB like Dak Prescott. But for, like, an older vet, he's going to get your QB killed. Because he's made a lot of dumb decisions. But, yeah.
What's their defense like? Because it started off hot last year, and then it kind of tapered off.
They have the talent, but also there wasn't a lot of tackling. So a lot of guys are getting like soft tissue injuries. But, like it's a ham, like Lawrence Cager's hamstring popped like twice in the Jets game. Like all these guys getting hamstring injuries, knee
injuries.
Shout
out to Chris Carson, man.
Yeah.
His ligaments were not torn.
Tristan Hill's a bitch for that. And like when you see somebody do that in a game, especially when it's not necessary, he should get packed out.
Especially a dude like Chris Carson who's already been through a lot of injuries.
And he's like a really guy you should root for.
Yeah, he's a guy you root for sure.
Nah, I mean how that
was bitch made.
That was what, first year, second year player that did that. Not to justify it whatsoever.
He got done dirty at UCF by his coaches too.
Yeah, I mean that's straight up what it is. Just dirty. It's just wrong. You get paid millions of dollars not to fucking be like that, you know? Or I mean, regardless, that was just cheap, and you hurt somebody. It's one thing because people get injured in the NFL, but it's another thing to be.
Yeah, he did the alligator death roll. Like normally, you're gonna run it back on the ground, and once he stops rolling, you don't need to roll your body over.
Yeah,
his leg.
His circumference is a lot bigger than his. I mean, that guy was picked up off the floor and moved.
That's how you get your knee dislocated.
Yeah.
And that's how you get stabbed, and that's how you get shot at after the game. Like, your family comes to the game. Like, no, somebody in my family's coming for you, because that was some bullshit.
Bullshit.
I don't like seeing Bush League shit like that. Like, I remember, when it comes to soccer, the last time I really saw some Bush League shit, I think it was a BYU game. This chick just yanked this girl's hair down. Like, it's like one of the most violent soccer games I've ever seen. Like, she literally just grabbed a girl by the back of her hair and just fucking yanked it. I was like,
you want to hear something funny? That other girl's from the University of New Mexico.
You remember that one?
I have seen that video.
I was like, bro, how is she not in jail? I am afraid.
Yeah, that girl's straight up like boot camp. That's Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? Like, there. Probably like Northeast Heights, like, you know, Sandia High School, but
he didn't even all those old hoods.
Oh, I'm like, no, that's an angry white girl right there, man. I was just like, that was a, she.
And then her apology was angry. Her apology made me feel like I'm going to get beat up. Like,
oh, dude.
When Brian owed Stewie all that money and he was a bodybuilder, where's my money, man? Just kept beating his ass. I was like, yo, I'm scared of this chick. I don't even know her. And I was like a kid when this shit happened. But that, like, that instance reminds me of what he did. It's just like, and Dellavedova, whatever his name was, when he played for Cleveland, he kept diving into people's fucking legs. I was like, in basketball, that shit don't happen. And if you dive into my leg and dislocate my knee, again, guns are coming out after the game. You can't do that at the park. Someone's going to kill you.
The guns come out.
Kids see guns at the basketball game.
That's the 50 Cent. Y'all know that. You don't know about that, bro.
I just
massacre.
That was just, there was no context behind that.
Whatever. All right, man. Time for touchdown and turnover.
And why is it, nobody thinks of the massacre as the first 50 Cent album you bring up?
It was just a relevant reference. I'm sorry.
You brought up the second one. I wanted to hear more, but you stopped at just that.
Well, it's inappropriate to say on the air. Anyways,
aren't we
start with this one.
Go ahead.
This one's straight for you, Kenny. The XFL plans to restart in 2022. Is that a touchdown or is that a turnover?
That's a touchdown. They probably got to figure out the logistics and how they're going to perfectly relaunch. To kind of see, like, okay, here's what worked in our window. Maybe we could start, like, after the Senior Bowl and all that stuff. But, yeah, I can see how they just need a whole year to kind of, one, the first year to figure out the financials.
Like another five, bro.
No, like, realistically, if they have a plan and they already have the money, it'll work. It was working. Just a pandemic happened.
Yeah, but it's hard when you
some
start something.
Gaps, I would think.
I think they should end before the NFL draft, though, because them.
It's hard when you start something, though, and then don't finish it all the way through, and then try to start it again brand new, because you, like, didn't complete all your hypotheses.
Plus a totally different brain trust.
Everything, exactly. So, yeah. So they're starting from pretty much the ground again.
No,
again.
They had things that were working too. I mean, it was entertaining. The extra point rules were You know, that some people hate it, some people like it. It's different. But then also being
But what in I'm there. Saying is you're not going to get that momentum anymore from that.
It might be harder
you're
to find.
You're not going to get those same gimmicks. Though you're going to have to find new things to surprise us with and catch our attention versus building on what already was existed. Already the plan, right? Yeah. So the plan got messed up. And now you're starting from the ground, so I don't know.
I get that.
I could see it taking a few more years, honestly.
I like it, though, when the reporter's right there, right after, like, an interception or something, like, they're asking questions on the fly, and the guy's like, just get the fuck away from me right now. Like,
and so you just missed a 15-yard extra point. You played in the NFL. What happened? Why did you suck so bad? You just... threw three interceptions, bro. What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
That's what you guys want to do, right?
They should have just had me as a petty ass sideline announcer. I'd have made that a hell of a time. Hey, they're bro, like, is this why you didn't get drafted like, in college?
They're gonna be like, "Who's this budget booger McFarlane, bro?" This guy, the fuck out of here.
That hurt. That hurt a little bit. I want you to know that hurt a little bit. So when I come back and get you, just remember this. Remember this moment. That was fucked up. Budget booger McFarlane. I thought about that sweater vest I wore that one time. I was like,
"Hey, let me ask you this about that with XFL restarting. Do you think you'll be bigger? Do you think there'll be more possibility of more teams? Because it's in two years, The Rock, more money, maybe a little more.
I think him and Vince probably have some kind of deal.
They could probably get more TV deals because they were making money off of it. And
it's The Rock.
Yeah.
And it's like he's box office. And even though that's his ex-wife and he helped, like, she was already like an investment banker and all that. She's working at a bank. Before they like, got divorced, and he helped, he didn't leave her behind. Like, he's continued to put her up on game, and she's continued to grow and progress. And they seem like a really good team. And you know, like, we're family oriented, brought that money. Then also, all the aspects of who The Rock is, like, it looks better with his name on it than Vince McMahon's.
It's like, have you seen an action movie? That guy.
His Q rating is just insanely high. Like, people trust The Rock. They trust his face. They trust everything about him. So,
I mean, yeah,
they have,
agree,
like, the patience of the media on their side, arguably. Like, they're not coming in with an empty cupboard. But, yeah, we got to see how they're going to handle things. And also, that's why I think college football going back to whatever college football ends up becoming.
The other thing that's going to make it hard is with this COVID thing, you're going to have a lot more.
We don't even know what the future that is.
Facilities, yeah, exactly. You're going to need to have more tests that cost money, like, you know, more medical staff.
I think there'll be more a baseline. Insurance. Don't you think there'll be a
baseline? For a lot of these players, and you know, you follow some of them, you saw it, like, a lot of them were talking about the issues with insurance playing in these spring leagues. It's even worse than the NFL, which the NFL is bad in itself. So,
yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of risk. But, you know, it's a chance to live your dream, and it's a chance to provide entertainment to people and your community. So.
But I don't look at it as.
It's going either way. And it's entertainment, like you said, with The Rock, it's Hollywood.
Like, so they have. They're either going to put a bunch of money behind the product. Or, like, the production and pre-show stuff.
It's a blocked field goal scored for 2 points the other way.
So, it's an Eric Berry pick six in his hometown against the Falcons?
Something like
and
that.
And they won that game?
Something like that, yeah.
Eric Berry should still be playing, but I understand why he's not. But, yeah, I just think...
I mean, I'd rather retire than be... I was going to say something slanderous.
Yeah, so watch your fucking mouth. Don't
I was
say
then be Bob Sanders at the Chargers.
Bro, I'll whoop your ass. Like, don't ever say that. Bob Sanders on the Chargers?
Those last few years.
I don't even remember. That's how I choose to respect him as a man and as a player. I don't acknowledge whatever team he went to after he got cut. I just play with him in Madden sometimes on the old PS2.
Eric Weddle with the Rams.
He wasn't that bad. He wasn't a problem. Marcus Joyner was. Don't you forget it.
Brian Dawkins on the.
He was a Pro Bowler. He was a Pro Bowler for a couple years. Nah, I think you can name, like, somebody else.
All right.
Nice try, though. But, yeah, I think it'll be Interesting.
Antoine Bethea last year. Did you know he was playing?
That's
Did actually you know fair. He was
playing? Yeah, yeah. That's fair. That's actually quite fair. He's on the Niners or the Deadskins or the what the fuck?
He might have been on both, honestly.
He has been on both. Yeah. That's why I just don't know what it is this year or this week. But I think football in general, like in 2022, there's going to be a baseline for, like, Canadian football eventually cut their league off. If you can see what they're doing and then you see what they're doing here, by 2022, I think just the way we view sports and how they test might be ahead of the curve. And I hate to say curve because it's all fucked. We're fucked.
It's Canada, bro. They lead us in a lot of things. Anyways, the Broncos signed Timmy Jernigan 2 days after the Jags cut him, partly because Jarrell Casey tore his bicep. Touchdown or turnover for the Broncos, getting Timmy Jernigan, former Florida State defensive lineman, first-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens.
He was a first-round pick?
I thought he was, wasn't he? He might have been second. Like
a third.
Yeah, you're right.
Google that real quick. But, yeah, Denver was kind of bad today. I think they won, but they're bad. And, yeah, it's bad when, like, the guy that you signed, because you just lost another guy who you got in a trade, like, he just played a game and you guys are meeting each other for the first time, you know, on the tarmac in the airport. That's kind of not a good sign in a pandemic-ridden season.
So, he was a
second round. Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Second round.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Second round pick.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
48th.
Either way, I'm tired of people taking Florida State D tackles too high, but, you know, that's what it is. I blame the Raiders for not having Derrick Henry.
And the Seattle Seahawks signed Demarius Randle, safety, former Raider for like a month, former Cleveland Brown, former
for a season
Green Bay Packer.
Thought he was going to be a really good first round pick.
Used to play corner.
But was a much better safety.
Didn't he have like 5 picks 1 year or something?
Yeah, he had a really good rookie, like, early year. They haven't been able to replace anybody since they lost Nick Collins. And had he never had that neck surgery, he'd have been a Hall of Famer for sure. Nick Collins was low-key like a slightly more athletic Ed Reed, but from an HBCU.
I think you're also just saying that because he was also available in the middle rounds of the fantasy draft on Madden.
That too, but also like Nick Collins for real has like an insane amount of picks for the short amount of time.
D linemen always win the first round.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Because you just, like, you need elite D linemen. Like, if you got a Mario Williams in his prime on the Raiders defensive line right now, would you do it?
Yep.
But you got to lose Max Crosby.
Okay.
See how easy it is?
Without even thinking.
Just take elite defensive linemen when they're there. Take
Carolina's defensive line, that 2004 year. The Eagles defensive line back in the day.
I'll take the Eagles defensive line when they won the Super Bowl.
Their backup defensive line.
Man, stupid. It was like they were like three deep for about 5 years.
But yeah, Demarius Randle signed with the Seahawks practice squad. Touchdown and turnover.
Like you said, The practice squad is pretty much like the new high school transfer rule.
Like, you gotta sit out.
It's a touchdown, honestly, I guess, for veterans who don't wanna, like, not like, work. You're like, yeah, I don't wanna work, but when you need me, cause you're gonna need me.
Like, at least let me learn your playbook and shit.
Yeah, like, bro, you still want me around. I wanna be around. Just, I'm a side piece.
Like, I just wanna work out.
Yeah, like, I'm a side piece. Just don't worry about me. When I'm around, we'll be there. Like, it's, and shit, Arizona did the same thing. TJ Ward is still in the NFL.
That was crazy.
Bro, how is he still in the league?
And I just want to wrap the show up with a quick random conversation about quarterbacks. Because
I don't know where this is going.
One of your bullets, Derek Carr, has 6 touchdowns, 784 yards. Was 74% completion percentage in 3 games for the Raiders.
I purposely didn't say Russell Wilson stats.
I'll ask you, is Derek Carr good again?
Did you just hit me with a slight accidental MAGA reference that you weren't trying to hit me with?
Did John Gruden make Derek Carr great again?
I don't want to answer this.
Fuck, now you're right, though. Maybe the Raiders are going all right. They were only good in 2016 and 2020 now. Like, come on, man.
All right. It's an all right slant. Damn.
Vegas was like lucky with the Golden Knights because the WNBA had done a bunch of stuff for Black Lives. And when the Golden Knights were going, all the Golden Knights fans were like, yeah, we hope they don't do that. But they still did. The Golden Knights did do it. But they were like, yeah, the NHL doesn't need all that.
Well, there's like, what, three black people that play in the NHL?
PK like Subban's that. In a fucking sucking place. He doesn't count.
I think so San Jose has the most, and they have like three or four.
He's married to Tiger Woods' ex, the Lindsay Vonn, who keeps destroying her fucking leg in skiing accidents.
I think she retired.
That's like the most.
She kept tearing her knee, and I was like, stop.
The most athletic family, because I think her sister's married to that former Dolphins tight end, and then was also. That same girl was with Matt Leinart and Blake Griffin.
That's the baby mom.
Yeah.
Just all these athletes.
That's a different like, web, but I think it's somebody else. I don't think she's related to Lindsey Vonn. She's a basketball player. She played
but
basketball.
But you said that
was
Tiger's wife, right?
That was Tiger's. They were together.
That's
not, you're talking about Elon Nordegren.
He didn't have kids with Lindsey Vonn. But
Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods were together, and then she dumped him. And then
you said wife, so I got confused.
Yeah, my bad. But yeah, so yeah,
but PJ yeah, so
and him are now they're a couple, and this motherfucker's wearing a dress. It was weird. I was like, this is too far.
But yeah, back to the point, man. Is Derek Carr elite
game manager? Yes. Elite QB? No.
How about Dak Prescott? Been getting a lot of press.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones tried to call him out.
That wasn't the whole interview. He pretty much like shitted on him indirectly, but he also like hyped up Mahomes and other generational talents. But yeah, pretty much he doesn't want to pay
your
Dak.
Quarterback. Yeah.
He doesn't want to fucking pay Dak. That's why he's still stalling. So it's like Dak's putting up historic numbers.
Send Zeke, Dak, and Cooper for Mahomes and a first round pick.
That's still not enough.
Two first round picks.
You got to give me like lifetime access to Jerry Jones's funds,
or at least let me take his yacht out on the weekends.
Oh yeah, I get his yacht like three times a year.
That yacht, it's sick.
He'd make so much money off that. Mahomes as a Cowboy, he's stupid.
But then, like, the world would end because we could never have the Cowboys winning Super Bowls like that. Like, we would murder them. Like, we would.
Nah, literally, like, it would be hell burning. Like,
the city would already be smoking. Like, even, like, it would turn Trump. Like, okay, we have a Cowboy.
Man, are you guys
Olympus has fallen.
Are you literally. Guys tired of always hearing every year in, year out, that the Cowboys are going to be something great? That they're going to, like, do something else? And they played the trash ass NFC East, where like a less than 500 team is going to make the playoffs, especially this year with the playoff format.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so
I thought it was just best records and not division titles anymore.
Well, it's like there's
eight, right?
I think there's three games, so six teams plus seven teams total, and the first place team of the entire conference gets a bye, while everybody else plays like a wild card weekend or something like that.
Yeah, Kansas City's getting a bye.
Yeah.
It should definitely be overall records because, like, you can throw the whole NFC East in the fucking trash.
I mean, that would suck because, like, I mean, who's the best in the NFC right now? Green Bay?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Green Bay and Seattle.
Seattle. I mean, do they play this? They have to play this year, right? Down the road. Who knows?
I don't know.
Seattle and Green Bay always have historic moments when they play.
How about Deshaun Watson? Is he still elite despite the ticks and struggles?
I think he's more elite than his line.
He got like two or three good linemen. You can throw the rest of them away.
I swear to God, that guy is on my. He's
my prayers.
Fantasy quarterback. I'm like going back and forth the quarterbacks with him, and it's just that he gets sacked. He just gets hit. He gets like his line. He gets sacked what like five times every week.
He he, I was rooting for him, and when Clemson played Alabama and Alabama just beat the shit out of him, and he kept coming back and like, just he takes a lot of punishment, and that kind of worries me, especially for this renaissance of black QBs, and he's on that wave of being an elite game-changing player, and you can't keep him healthy. That's a problem 5 years from now.
I mean, I can only imagine what he would have been in Chicago. Because that was the right pick to make.
Yeah,
because we kept
Trubisky
him at third.
Went to fucking Trubisky, North Carolina, I mean, had one decent year.
I can understand not getting Mahomes at the time because Mahomes wasn't...
Put a video game numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they knew he's good. They knew he was going to be in the first round. But, like, Trubisky over now, you know, the mecca of...
They tried to make Trubisky Andrew Luck, and I'm like, no. Like, first off, the disrespect for Andrew Luck.
Nah, that guy needs preseason for sure.
No, he needs to just stop playing football. You're not good.
Dude. Josh Allen, is he elite?
No, and I'm glad you brought this up.
71%, 10 TDs, 1 interception.
He is a fantasy god right now.
Kamara is the fantasy god, by the way. We're going to get to the point of UNT saying you wouldn't trade Josh Jacobs for Kamara, but look what Kamara did last week. But back to my point. this is why Pete harps on Cam Newton so much, and this is why I say a lot of y'all talking shit about Cam Newton aren't really qualified to ever talk sports again because your racism is showing. Sean McDermott has literally built the perfect thing, the perfect vehicle for Josh Allen to succeed that Cam Newton had to create on his own while he was in Carolina. Great defense, great offense, receivers around him, and a passing and an offense that actually executes what he can do well, and you experiment with things that he needs to get better at while not hurting his confidence or hampering his ability to make plays and be productive. Like, you can have someone be productive, but they don't... Like, Mahomes was productive his first year in the league, his first season playing, but he said, like, bro, I didn't know how to read a defense until I got to Kansas City. When a dude says that, and he threw for 734 yards in a game against Baker Mayfield, like, 8 touchdowns, when someone says that, they're the 10th overall pick, and they literally break the season single record for touchdown passes, and they say to you, their second year in the league, I can't read a defense. But I just had the greatest fucking season ever. Like, Josh Allen has all this elite, like, athletic ability, and they geared the system towards him. The same, like, McDermott has his own, like, a white Cam Newton on a lesser level. Like, he's doing with Josh Allen what Cam Newton should have had for him when he came into Carolina, which he did not have.
So, right now, who wins? The Bills or Kansas City?
Oof.
If they were to
the
play
Bills
this
have
week,
a way to keep it ugly.
Yeah, but Kansas
but
City
they don't
still.
Have a running. They don't have a running game.
Kansas City still. I think they play this year, like, by the way.
The all Bills right. have no running backs I would choose to respect.
However, Rams were robbed straight up.
Matt Ryan. Is he still elite? Is he elite?
Why are you asking me? I thought you meant... I was thinking Matt Leiner for some reason. I was like, what?
Matt Ryan.
Because I saw Reggie Bush fell asleep on TV, and they were like...
7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 62% completion percentage.
Matt Ryan.
0 wins.
Exactly.
It was a joke, and that was dark. But, yeah...
But that's not... I mean, that's sad to say against Matt Ryan. It's more the defense, of course, but...
He's like Phillip Rivers. He puts up great numbers, but he's a choke artist.
Yeah.
He looks old.
Looks old, plays old.
Can't, man, he's been around for...
And alleged rumors that they were going to trade Julio to the Cowboys or some shit, but I don't know about that. I don't believe
last
it.
One, man. Joe Burrow. Is he elite? 64%. Completion percentage, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's top 10 in yards, pretty much.
I think he's an elite. I think he's better than Carson Palmer was already. Like, He's an elite talent, but boy, do they need that offensive line to stay healthy, and do they need to actually build around him. And they need to just trade A.J. Green to the Raiders already, because they're not using him. It's T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, I'm on the Higgins.
Just put A.J. out of his misery. Please.
Gardner Minshew is also having a pretty decent year.
Oh, he had a lousy game last week.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not a franchise QB, but
you know. His mustache is.
Ben Roethlisberger, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, Ben 67%.
You know, I think you guys got to respect.
Staying out of the way.
I think you got to respect Pittsburgh this year, man. Like, the defense is on, and then he's throwing the ball to everybody. Like, there's somebody I was watching TV.
Juju as a number one?
He's not a number one.
No, but with Juju. Roethlisberger there, he could throw it to anybody now. He doesn't have to feed one person. Yeah. He doesn't have to feed Bell. He doesn't have to feed Brown.
Connor just has to show up.
Yeah. And they play. They're around a team, and they're a well-coached team.
I trust Mike Tomlin's veteran experience because he knows how to handle that team.
Next little segment.
Ben got like 2 years left, though.
Tell me, is it time to get him out of here? I'll tell you an NFL QB, and you tell me if he's done, washed, whatever you want to take it. All right.
We're going to talk about that Kamara situation before the show's over.
Carson Wentz, 59% completion percentage, 3 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Is it time to get Carson Wentz out of here?
No. None of his receivers are healthy. And when they could have got a receiver, they took the wrong receiver. They should have took Justin Jefferson instead of Rieger. But, you know, the Eagles are... They let winning make them really stupid. They were making smarter moves before they won that Super Bowl. Ever since, they've kind of just been, eh. Because Jalen Hurts ain't a franchise QB. All
right.
So if you get rid of him, who you going to get?
Your boy, Sam Darnold, 562 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 91 QB rating, though. Which?
Save Sam Darnold at all costs. That 46-yard touchdown run he had tonight.
That was nice.
That was ballsy.
So it's not
people forget that he actually can run. Like, he's not slow.
But New York is such a dumpster fire on both teams, man.
But, like, Gase, I wouldn't let Adam Gase coach children. He would teach them bad habits and be stupid and eat fucking...
Take whatever drugs he was pilled up on.
Yeah, on the sideline. He always, literally, they showed video of him just sniffing smelling salts.
Oh, God. He's going,
oh, he literally just made all types of weird faces. I was like, fam. Whew. I don't want him coaching like eighth graders.
Kirk Cousins, 59% completion percentage, 5 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
You can get him the fuck out of here.
Hot garbage.
That's it. 73.
I could see the Vikings trading up to get a QB. And just having Kirk Cousins be the bridge QB he was supposed to be in Washington.
And finally.
Because Minnesota's, that team, they're either going to break that team up or get a new quarterback. But they're not.
I think get rid of the quarterback. It's Cousins. He made his money. He gave you 2 good years.
We already know he's been benched. But
completion percentage is actually an overrated statistic.
Are you ready to give up on him and trade him or get rid of him, or you just stash him and maybe he helps you out? Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say Tyrod Taylor. I would have been mad.
59% completion percentage. 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. 87.4 QBR.
It's the real question.
Is it time to get him out of here? Like, would you trade him?
Is it time to get him out of here, Eric?
I think so. I say finish the season out, you know, like we were saying earlier, whoever started this season for that team is not going to finish it, but at the same time, it could change. But the thing is, Nick Foles is a Super Bowl MVP, and he started off rocky, but like, think about it, he wasn't starting quarterback there. He got that one interception when he first came in the third quarter and lit it up in the fourth quarter. I mean... With the Bears, I mean, they got a lot of problems, though. I mean, there's been 12 quarters of football they played, and I think they played 3 of them. Just luckily, all 3 of them were the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
All right, so I guess we should wrap it up with the rants.
Yeah. One question, though.
What's up?
You still standing on that take? You'd rather have Josh Jacobs and Alvin Kamara?
Yeah.
After what he did with looking like a better receiver than Mike Thomas?
Yeah, I do.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Saints done?
Bro, this is just McCaffrey and Zeke 2.0.
No, it's not. Whoa. Did you just compare Josh Jacobs to Zeke?
No, but that's I'm just saying the reasons why I value Josh Jacobs are similar to the reasons why I value Zeke. The reasons why you value Christian McCaffrey are similar to the reasons why you value Alvin Kamara. It's the same argument.
That's kind of a stretch. You might want to watch your hamstring, because Zeke still gets 4 yards to carry. Jacobs will just give you three. Three tough yards. But you'll be fourth and one. Zeke gets you clutch first downs.
Get to your end. Shit.
Alright. Yeah. So it's too fucking hot out here, man. It was 106 degrees yesterday. Apparently it was like 104 or something today. And
good lord.
I just want to know, when the fuck did the South Bay become Northridge? Because there's a reason why I don't live in Northridge anymore. Because it was too fucking hot. And everything was far away. Now in South Bay, luckily everything's close. But it's too fucking hot. So unless I'm at work, I'm coming home, or I'm around the way, and I'm just like, oh, so it's either global warming or HARP, or we're just all going to die. Like the moon was literally blood red when I walked outside to come here. It was like orange. So I'm just like, oh, so this is just the world we live in now? Like, this planet's suddenly becoming a fucking Star Wars movie? There's going to be desert here? We're just going to be wandering around? And like I said on Twitter, honestly, the Broncos-Jets game, like, I wouldn't be surprised. The only way that presidential debate could have been worse is if Adam Gase was the one who was putting it together. That's the only way it could have been worse. Total shit show. Just everything is shit show everywhere I look this week. And honestly, I just can't wait till next week, mostly because it's payday. And we're closer to the 200th episode, which is a good thing. It's inevitable.
My turn.
Yeah. I don't think I have shit else to say.
Yeah, he always just feeds off of me. Vulture. Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, man. Shout out to Vince Williams, Steelers linebacker. Donated 1,000 laptops and supplies to some students out there battling distance learning. Distance learning is a lot for a teenager, man. They need that socialization to school. So shout out to him for at least, you know, helping out with the technology. Also, man, shout out to DeAndre Hopkins. He's playing in Carolina this week, and pretty much what he said is he hopes that one day he can buy all the plantations that hold the Hopkins name. So shout out to him trying to retake history. And then also, man, shout out to me this past week. I was on the I Got Next podcast talking a little hoop with Nikki from Clutch Points. Check it out. 100K views. So pretty happy about that. Picked the Lakers in 6. Yeah, I know I'm a Clipper fan, but I can still be an objective basketball fan and I'm like analyst and writer and reporter.
Okay. Tooting your own horn. All right.
Well, Mancini plugged himself for like 25 minutes. That shit was paid programming.
Yeah, like, he owes me money.
That was an OxyClean commercial.
You need to send me, like, healthy snacks and shit, man. You got to sponsor my diet now.
Yes, for about 2 weeks.
But, yeah, outside of that, I don't really have much else, man.
Kanye allegedly owes Big Sean $3 million.
For the Masters?
Allegedly sold everybody's masters at good music.
Final last thing, I forgot. Man, shout out to the NFL for pushing for all grass surface. Like, we get it, turf is like more
eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly.
Shout out to Echo Park.
and all that, but really, you're falling on concrete with some, like, rubber pellets in between. So, they already have shown the data. The data proves more injuries happen on turf than on natural surfaces, mostly grass, different types of grass. So, I think they said, like, 13 out of 32 teams play on some sort of synthetic surface versus teams like Arizona. Even teams like Arizona and Vegas, you know, play on natural team, on natural grass in a retractable dome.
See, that one's cool, though, because, like, Vegas has got the same technology as Arizona.
Yeah.
They roll that grass out. I think Arizona's always been voted the best field by the players. And to use that the same kind of climate in the desert, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a dope thing. So with that, Eric, it's your turn. Speak to the people.
I'm just going to be very happy about this 3-0 that start that we got. I've been gloating the Bears, and I don't know how long we're going to do it, because sometimes it seems like we're just lucky. unfortunately, what's definitely lacking in our defense is the presence of Khalil Mack, who's just fighting a leg injury, a knee injury. But you know, when that defense gets going and the offense is rocking like it is, hopefully even more consistent with Nick Foles, because there's a lot of talent on that team. And then Jimmy Graham's getting in the end zone. I mean, just, I don't know. I mean, who knew that was going to – I mean, I thought he was washed up, but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe
he always has a couple of good catches, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it just makes you – I mean, like, did he just not mend well with Aaron Rodgers or something? And so if that's some anger and we come to Green Bay, we're still riding this win wagon and – we will need some things from help, some help from him. But shout out. Unfortunately, lost Tyree Cohen to torn MCL or ACL.
Torn ACL.
At least
he got paid.
Yeah, he just got cha-ching paid. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, Cordell Patterson, you're going to probably see some out of the week, and then it looks like we were working out.
That's a pretty good fantasy pickup.
Yeah, and he's mobile, and then the rumors are that we were working out with Lamar Miller. So who knows how that can work out. Yeah. So, you know.
But he's only 28.
Exactly. So, I mean, get him on the discount or something like that. I mean, who knows?
Get Jay Yahi out of esports. He's an esports player, though.
The Raiders passed on Lamar Miller, and I was angry. I've been mad ever since it happened, because he would have been nice and perfect for the Raiders.
What about Puppy Watch? What's up with the puppy?
Puppy is adorable. He's getting big, but god damn, dude. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed my hands. I look like a drug addict at the point. If I didn't tell you that,
you are from New Mexico,
so. No, but straight man. Up, like, if you didn't know me, you saw these hands. Bad. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, dude, what is this guy shooting up? No, but,
no, Jesse, don't do it.
Yeah, but, like, we're trying to train this puppy, and, you know, it sucks because, like, he doesn't have all his shots, so I can't take him out to all these places, and then just in about another month, he'll be done, and he'll be running with me on the beach, and so that's like the biggest thing there. So the puppy,
cool,
is
Puppy Source Rex. That's his name,
exactly. Teeth. Like I'm like watching YouTube videos and everything, and realizing when I was a kid when I had puppies, oh, my parents did all the work. So you know, my poor wife, man, she's exhausted, like, because the dog's always there, and it just keeps acting up, but like. It's he's getting better, but it's my wife's first dog, and shout out to my wife. Thank you for sticking it out.
And Izzy, you want to close this out on that note?
Yeah, speak to people. Question for Kenny.
Go for it.
Just because I'm confused about what this Instagram thing means, what his Instagram caption meant.
Oh, referring to the gram. Was he social media at this? You don't remember this?
Sorry, I'm guessing it was Kenny's. I don't know whose it was.
Social media.
Good Lord.
But you said when it's International Podcast Day, but all you think about is the next episode of your podcast. And so I didn't understand that.
Oh, because it was LeBron James sitting on the floor with his slides off after they won the Western Conference Finals. And he was just sitting there focused, and they asked him, like, hey, so how you feel? He's like, because Kobe, historically, 10 years ago, said when they were up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, still work to be done, not done yet. And so it was like everybody's been using that LeBron James meme for different stuff. So I was like,
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even notice that his shoes were off.
Get the Nike slides off to the side. It's like,
yeah,
perfect.
I didn't understand the picture.
It's like perfect product placement. And I'm like, yeah, Wednesday's International Podcast Day, but we've got a podcast that Thursday that I'm focused on.
And so, what is a blowout for the culture?
Oh, a blowout for the culture. Well,
what time when you was go? What time was this at? Okay, a day ago. So this was late at night, wasn't it?
I'm gonna fire something off at like 7 o'clock. See, here's the thing. It could mean two things. One, like, we all played sports at one point, and you've been on both. And most of the time, we could say you've either blown a team out or you're the team that gets blown out, and that's when all the jokes happen. Like, that's when all somebody says something really funny on the sidelines, you go and look at your team and like, we're getting our ass kicked, but this is kind of funny. So I think just that whole concept of sports, and I knew that like both these teams are trash, so I'm like, we're not going to want to talk about these two teams. Like, either it's going to be a blowout. Either way, it's a blowout for the fans. So I just put a blowout for the culture, just because this show's for the culture. And the Jets essentially got blown out.
Yeah, so you can follow us at TDs_tangents on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to the X Squad affiliates. Shout out to FBC Radio. Shout out to the Good News Sports and the Good News Radio. Shout out to your favorite podcast app, where you can also find this show every week. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Eric. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.